but it should seem that the Italian candidate, who was named by Theodoric, accepted a formal confirmation from the sovereign of Constantinople. The Gothic palace of Ravenna reflected the image of the court of Theodosius or Valentinian. The Praetorian prefect, the prefect of Rome, the quaestor, the master of the offices, with the public and patrimonial treasurers, whose functions are painted in gaudy colours by the rhetoric of Cassiodorus, still continue to act as the ministers of state. And the subordinate care of justice and the revenue was delegated to 7 consulars, 3 correctors, and 5 presidents, who governed the 15 regions of Italy according to the principles and even the forms of Roman jurisprudence. The violence of the conquerors was abated or eluded by the slow artifice of judicial proceedings. The civil administration, with its honours and emoluments, was confined to the Italians. And the people still preserved their dress and language, their laws and customs, their personal freedom, and 2/3 of their landed property. It had been the object of Augustus to conceal the introduction of monarchy. It was the policy of Theodoric to disguise the reign of a barbarian.
The end of Theodoric was less dignified. He was implicated in the imprisonment, torture, and murder of the philosopher Boethius, whose sole crime was publicly to speak in favour of the right of the senator Albinus to a fair trial. Albinus had been accused and found guilty on nothing more than a presumption of hoping that Rome might be freed of her Gothic occupiers. Theodoric, in his 33rd year of reign, contracted dysentery. Says Gibbon, conscious of his approaching end, he divided his treasures and provinces between his 2 grandsons and fixed the Rhone as their common boundary. 1 grandson, Amalaric, was restored to the throne of Spain. The other, Athalaric, at the age of 10, was given Italy and all the lands conquered by the Ostrogoths. In the eastern portion of the empire, in Constantinople, the Byzantine throne eventually passed into the hands of Justinian, whose ancestors were Bulgarian peasants. Justinian took the throne in his 44th year, in 527 AD, and ruled for 38 years, 7 months, and 13 days. His eastern empire extended across 64 provinces and 935 cities.
In the exercise of supreme power, the first act of Justinian was to divide it with the woman whom he loved, the famous Theodora, whose strange elevation cannot be applauded as the triumph of female virtue. Under the reign of Anastasius, the care of the wild beasts maintained by the Green faction at Constantinople was entrusted to Acacius, a native of the Isle of Cyprus, who, from his employment, was surnamed the Master of the Bears. This honourable office was given after his death to another candidate, notwithstanding the diligence of his widow, who had already provided a husband and a successor. Acacius had left 3 daughters, Comito, Theodora, and Anastasia, the eldest of whom did not then exceed the age of 7 years. On a solemn festival, these helpless orphans were sent by their distressed and indignant mother in the garb of suppliants into the midst of the theatre. The Green faction received them with contempt, the Blues with compassion, and this difference, which sank deep into the mind of Theodora, was felt long afterwards in the administration of the empire. As they improved in age and beauty, the 3 sisters were successfully devoted to the public and private pleasures of the Byzantine people. And Theodora, after following Comito on the stage, in the dress of a slave, with a stool on her head, was at length permitted to exercise her independent talents. She neither danced, nor sung, nor played on the flute. Her skill was confined to the pantomime arts. She excelled in buffoon characters, and as often as a comedian swelled her cheeks and complained with the ridiculous tone and gesture of the blows that were inflicted, the whole theatre of Constantinople resounded with laughter and applause. The beauty of Theodora was the subject of more flattering praise and the source of more exquisite delight. Her features were delicate and regular. Her complexion, though somewhat pale, was tinged with a natural